Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. As a teen, my mother was quite obese. Since I was thin, she thought I should show off my body. But when she'd buy me clothes, she'd get them in her size. I learned the cinch lesson early. Oh my God. So between middle school and leaving for college, I wore like a size 4 or size 6, you know, depending on how you feel about vanity sizing, which I feel like was a little bit more generous now than it was then. But anyway, decades. So I was pretty small, let's just say curvy, because God knows that hasn't changed. And my mother, I now know, was like really, really, really jealous. And she had a very different body shape. To be frank, she sort of built like an Eastern European woman, which is like broad shoulders, pretty straight up and down. She had huge boobs and no butt. And that's her. You know, I don't know. I never really thought about it because I only got the body I got. And it's shaped a lot more like everybody in my father's family and not at all like my mother's family, you know, genes. So the thing is that she like was of two minds. Once she would buy me these clothes, I remember they were like 12, 14 pants and stuff. And I would like literally like have to like really like cinch it. It's sort of like the Saturday Night Live skit about the Gap. And the thing is, I didn't get clothes that often. So I really felt like a huge obligation to try to make what I got work. And I'm going to be honest, like I don't understand the jealousy. Like, well, I just don't understand it. So whenever I got dressed, my mother was like, you know, if I looked like you, I'd wear like tube tops and tight skirts. And to be honest, she didn't look like me and wear tube tops and tight clothes. I remember actually when I was really little, I was kind of embarrassed about it because she was walking around like in super, super tight clothes and always like looking to attract a male gaze. And that didn't work for me as a child. It felt awkward and weird. Anyway, when I got older, she dressed more conservatively because, you know, women jobs. But I feel like she projected the idea that I should be like in tight clothes. I don't know to do what. Like, I'm going to be honest, like as a 15-year-old, men were already bothering me and I was like fully clothed. I mean, I wore like big sweatshirts, baggy pants, a la the ones she got me. And oh my God, I used to roll the waists too. So much stuff to try to keep those pants on. I have all these pictures where I'm wearing these huge, huge clothes. Anyway, I don't know what it was that she thought I should do, but she spent a lot of time telling me I should wear tight clothes and then buying me clothes that fit her. It like was the weirdest, I don't know, like dissociative sort of thing that happened. The thing is, I didn't gain control over my clothing or aesthetic until I was older. I mean, I had a secret job and I had secret money and I would buy clothes when I could. My mother never really noticed. But in college, I finally sort of had some autonomy. And to be honest, I did wear mini skirts because those were unpopular then. God knows I had fishnet stockings, God save me from those, and kitten heels. I have no idea what I thought I was doing. Oh, the teenage years. But as I get older, to be honest, like my sense of style actually never really changed. So like right now, like I can't tell you how much I love Free People. Like if there's a generous size sweatshirt, flannel, whatever, I'm wearing it. I just bought this huge oversized sweatshirt and I'm wearing it. I don't have a reason why I feel like those things are comfortable, but they are. So look, if I have to go to an occasion, I went to a baptism, you know, and I put on like a well-fitting gabardine dress, a well-fitting like spring coat, you know, that kind of thing. Weddings, funerals, school events. You know, I have a little black dress for every occasion, a wrap dress for every occasion, a cocktail dress for every occasion, a gown for every occasion. And so, like, on those occasions, I will zip it all up. Although now I need Spanx. Don't have children. It'll kill your body. I zip it up and I do what's appropriate for the occasion. But in my free time, I still dress like it's like 1985, or in this case, 2025. The thing about the kids aesthetic, as I, you know, drop my kid off at school some days, and can I tell you how much I love these girls? They're like, I might wear like what we would call a belly shirt, and then I'm going to top it with super loose hoodie and flannel pajama pants and big sneakers. And I'm like, girl, I'm so glad that you're comfortable. I don't, no shade on people who want to wear tight clothes. You do you. I just like to sit down at the end of the day and be able to eat a meal. So the thing about this is that I never quite clocked why my mother wasn't interested in helping me develop my own style versus wearing what she thought I should wear. I mean, I guess in the alternative, what I did mention is that if it were up to her, she also bought me clothes that were too small. And she'd be like, well, I thought you were smaller. But either way, like whether they were too big or too small, or God knows, not my style, the one thing that held true throughout that whole thing is that she couldn't see me as separate from her, and she couldn't help me buy the things or be the person that I wanted to be. And from being a child and having a child, I can tell you, personalities come nearly fully formed.
I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 50 First Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.